we're planning a wide sidewalk of along the east side of Collins Lake to Sunnyside Road, so that basically you can walk around the lake, which people are already doing, but they have to walk in the road. And this will, you know, make it a showcase, I think. Then there's a bike path that has existed in the past and is run down, and that takes a pedestrian bicycle trail along the river to Freeman's Bridge from Scotia. And that will connect, when they get done, with a trail that goes into Clifton Park and around. So, I mean, it's pretty exciting. And people are using those trails all over the place.
What is the status of relocating or finding a new location for the Village Fire Department? Currently, the fire equipment is all in the same building as Village Hall. But what's the plan now?
We've had a citizens committee look at different locations. Well, look at need first. Look at different locations in the village. We chose a location that was in the park next to the library. We got a very strong negative reaction from the community about using any parkland at all. So we backed off, and we're looking at a couple of commercial spaces. And we're getting, right now they're working on prices and see how it's going to work. But we should have that out. I think even within a couple of weeks. I mean, we've already hired people to do that, and we got places and some numbers. So we're in pretty good shape. After that, we have to pass a bond issue. My feeling is that it's going to be expensive for sure. I mean, building anything these days is expensive. We put it off for at least 100 years. You know, as they say, the building had horses in it. So it's sort of kicking the can down the road, and it's time to actually do something. It will cost us money. That we're hoping, if we get it in soon, the bond rates are very low right now, and we may get the advantage of that, but we'll see what happens.
When talking about survival of the village, how have the businesses fared during the pandemic, and has the village worked with the county or the state in any way to have any business relief or to ensure that people can stay open?
The businesses all appear to have survived pretty well. Obviously, the restaurants are having the hardest time, restaurants and bars. And we have new businesses trying to improve. Stewart's is talking about a major expansion, so that, you know, people are investing in the village, and it's everything's alive.